cheering, positive attitudes. In closing, she first reminisced and then admonished. At the morning meetings, I have enjoyed hearing the testimonies of those who came here to learn, testimonies of how they have learned to believe that Christ has forgiven their sins. If we learn what is to be the joy of our calling, we shall praise God with heart and soul and voice. And at last we shall have a glorious triumph when our captivity shall be turned, and our mourning and tears shall be forever past. What a shout of praise will then go forth from human lips! Shall we begin it here? God grant that we may. A few days before the close of the session, Ellen White had written to fellow workers on the Pacific Coast. "We have had a deeply interesting conference. I attended all the morning meetings except three, and spoke to the ministers with great freedom. The Lord has been in our midst, and we have seen of His salvation. I never attended a general conference where there was manifested as much of the Spirit of the Lord in the study of His Word, as on this occasion. Meeting after meeting was held for 3 weeks. Each morning there was a meeting at 5:30 for the ministers, and these were special seasons of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. These ministers' meetings were of a solemn character. There was depth of feeling, thanksgiving and praise, offered to God for His precious blessing bestowed in the searching of His Word.